Nidashir Chachem, Nosku Senior Day, Yudal Tamuz, Etopshim, Membeis, July 5th, 1982, on Monday, continue.
So, Vachaname, the Tia, we give the Mel, Machmas Atzmo, the Loy Machmas what? In other words, the 20 is a toy when it's Machmas Atzmo, but if it's Lamkeishi, so then it should not be toy. So, we don't make us back. So, in me, we need to know, we may see what they are. Now, so according to Rabbi Menachem, according to Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Lezer is made that we may see that, then can she be made to hear his story. And Rav Lezer is only saying that it's coming, we may need it. So the question is, so how does Rav Lezer, so that's according to Rav Menachem. So then we can understand, according to Rav Menachem, So according to Rabbi Menachem, we can understand what the Gemara is saying. Rosa came Rabbi Zohar Rabbanon, love am good to Domo Machmas Atzmo, Lachem Vav, or an Amo Mitiya, we can Domeo Domeo Machmas Atzmo, Vimoy Machmas Vav, Eim Me Vimei Nido Nido, Vimei Zivo Deiro. So Vimei Nido, it should be Tome. Why should it be Tome? Vimei Nido, because of the Xerasakosu, we tear on the Domeo. Domeo Machmasat, or Lachazbab. And why should it be Toya Bimezivo? Because of the Kalachaya. So, because of the Kalachaya. So, on Makro, Teishe Yishiva Achasoko. In other words, so, what would Rabono say as to the Kashe by Rav Lezer? Rav Lezer raised the Kashe against the Rabbonon. How can you, Rabbonon, say that Dam Kenshi Bimeteya is toyer all the time, even the Menido, but there is a posing of Domo, Tia Lomke Domeo, Domeo Machmas Atzmo, Machmas Vav? So Vishwa Nelidi Di. So I can explain it. In other words, that the Xerasakosu of Domo Machmas Atzmo, Vuri Machmas Vav, has reference to Menido. So then if it's Machmas Vav, it's Tomei. And the Kalachimea can be applied to Nimezivo. Mashin Ke, according to you say that Damkenshi Vimeteya is always Toya. Not only Nimezivo, but also Vimeinigo. So what do we do in the posseg of the Tiaro, Vimkir Domeo Machmas Atzmo, Vimkir Machmas Vav? So the Gemara says, Omakro, Teishi Yishiva Achas Lekot. In other words, we have a Gzera Sakosu. That in the Yimei Teya, so Yimeinido Yimeizivo have the same halacha. There couldn't be, in Yimei Teya, there couldn't be a distinction between the Yimeinido and Yimeizivo. So Yishiva Achas Lekot. But the question is, but how about the posseg? So Teisa says, in other words, according to the Rabbonon, so that is applied to another drosha. We don't doubt she v'tiyahu mikir domeo machmas atzmo, v'lo machmas vav. If we didn't have the posik of Teisa v'yishiva achas lekulon, then the Rabbonon would also feel compelled to doubt she. But since there is a sakoso of teishi yishivachas lekulon, so mele they decide to apply the posik of mikir domeo to some other drosh. This is how Rabbi Menachem told me. Now, 1 second, please let me go over the Gemara, please. So this is according to Rabbi Menachem, but according to Rashi. Now let's see Rashi. How does Rashi? According to Rashi, so Rav Lezer is the tamei not only not only in the Yimei, not only in the Yimei Zivei, I'm sorry, not only in the Yimei Nidei, but in the Yimei Zivei is Mitame. So, how can we explain this Gemara? How can we explain this Gemara? So, Omar, behold, Zakim, the Mezal Rabbon, love, I'm going to domo, domo, machmasatma. ולו מחמס לב, הוכנם וביטי אלון מכיר דומהו. דומהו מחמס עצמו, ולו מחמס לב. So, according to Rabbi Menachem, so, this did not represent the end of Robert's remark. Because the Eber Benidon Nidon Mizim Teiro is part and parcel, according to Rabbi Menachem, it's part and parcel of the argument that Rabbi Lezer mentioned before the Rabbi. But according to Rashi, we cannot say that. Because according to Rashi, so Rabbi Lezer couldn't say, Eimed Benidon Nidon Mizim Teiro. Because according to Rashi, so Rabbi Lezer holds that even the Mizimo it's there. So according to Rashi, we have to say that the argument mentioned by Rabbi Lezer before the Rabbonon ends here. Behold Zakinu, that's the memory of God. Omar, behold Zakinu Rabbi Lezer Rabbonon. This is the argument that was raised by Rabbi Lezer before the Rabbonon. Lav amrit, don't you darsh. Rabbi Lezer is saying to the Rabbonon, don't you Rabbonon darsh in domo domo machasas or lachimad? Hochename, you should darsh in viti arum kir domeo, domeo machasatzmo, vimoy machasvat. That's the end of the statement of Rove, and that's the end of the argument mentioned by Rabbi Lezer. So in other words, so the Gemara is not giving any answer. According to Rashi's chat, the Gemara is not giving any answer on the argument mentioned by Rabbi Lezer. Why does the Gemara mention? Because the Rabbanon felt that he doesn't deserve an answer. It's no kasha. In other words, Rabbi Lezer says to the Rabbanon, don't you doubt from the Pasuk of Domo. Domo machmas atzmo, domo machmas vav. In the same way, you should darshin, v'tia umkir domeo, domeo machmas atzmo, machmas vav. That's what Rabbi Lezer says. But what the Rabbonim say? No. Domo, we darshin, domo machmas atzmo, machmas vav. But v'tia umkir domeo, we do not darshin, domeo machmas atzmo, machmas vav. Anyway, so according to Rashi's pshat, this is the end of the quote. The whole Zakimu Rabbi Lezer Rabbonim. This is what Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbonim. Lav amrito domo domo machmas atzmo v'lo machmas lav hochanam v'tia umkir domeo domeo machmas atzmo machmas lav. Period. Now the Gemara starts saying that's not a hemshech of Rabbi Lezer's argument. According to Rabbi Menachem Pshat, so the imo v'nido nido mezivo teiro is the concluding expression. That's the last expression in the quote, in the quotation from Rabbi Lezer. But according to Rashi's chart, this is the end of the quote. V'lo machmas lav, period. That's all. Now the Gemara has to cash it. Look at Rashi. Eime b'nido nido l'Rabbi Lezer part. Now starts a new memory by the Gemara itself. L'Rabbi Lezer part. Ki v'isli dayei since Rabbi Lezer argues with the Rabbanon from the point of view of dialogue in Adonai. So, in other words, let the Lamed have the same status. Let the Lamed have the same status as the Lamed, or let the Kure that you are trying to deduce in the Lamed be limited by the scope of the Kure possessed by the Lamed. I mean, whether it's an answer to a, whether it's a Dayi B'chiras Adin or Dayi B'seif Adin. So, since Rabbi Lezer mentions the concept of Dayei, so he should say that L'chol HaPoches B'meizive Damkei Shemitei HaHistoria. But Rabbi Lezer says that in Meizive it's done. So Eime B'meinido Nido Meizive Teo. The Rabbi Lezer point Ki Meizive Dayei Leidu Miedid Meizive Teo Ki Keishi Shalifono, ki genrea akwaso, bikei shishiva siono lesheni, teitmeo, bimwaso yeisia, i adam toyea, veitibbe, laha shiva lesheni, shal keishi, o makro, keishi, yishiva achas lekum. In other words, Actually, Rav Lezer would say that L'chol HaPoches, because of that Kal V'chomer, so L'chol HaPoches B'meizive, Tamkeishin Meitoya should be Toya. But the reason is why Rav Lezer says, I mean, this is according to Rashi, the reason is why Rav Lezer says that Tamkeishin Meitoya is Tomei even B'meizive, because he has a special Zerasakosu. There is a special Zerasakosu. Yeshiva Achas Le Kolom. So what does it mean, Yeshiva Achas Le Kolom? That there couldn't be any distinction between Yemizive and Yeminide in the Yemiteya. So since in the Yeminide there is no basis as to why in the Yeminide Damkenshi Yemiteya should be Toheya, because you couldn't apply the Kalachim, even if you were to apply the Kalachim. So you would say Dayeh. So it goes without saying, in other words, according to Rav Lezer, that L'chol HaPoches B'meinide it has to be Tomei, because on the Meile we apply the Gzeres HaKosu of Tenshin, Yishiva Achas L'Kulon, that there cannot be any distinction between Yemizive and Yemenide. So just as it goes without saying, according to Rav Lezer, that B'meizive it has, that B'meinide it has to be Tomei, because there is no Kal V'chomer in respect to B'meinide. So the pasuk says Yeshiva Achas L'Kolon. So the same status that it has B'meinide it has to have B'meizive. So mainly it follows that B'meizive it's also Tomei. It's also Tomei. Yeshiva Achas L'Kolon. Oy Kulam Teiri. Oy Kulam. Now, so this is the machlekes between Rav Lezer and Rabbonon according to Rashi. So Rav Lezer holds, as far as the Rabbonon are concerned, so it goes without saying according to everybody, that according to Rabbonon of Rav Lezer, so that Keshi Miteya is even we may need them. Now, Rav Lezer is chilek, so according to Rabbonon Menachem, so Rav Lezer is only chilek, and says Tomei, we need them. But Meizivo, he agrees, according to Rashi, and the first cases, so Rav Lezer holds that it's not even Meizivo. Now, the question is this: according to most Rishonim, all the Rishonim except Rashi in Pesachim and Rashi in Sefer, who appears to pass like Rav Tal in the case of Tam B'Shusanizmi. So all the other Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Tur, they all pass like the Rabbonim of Rav Tal, that Takerim Birchus HaNizek is Mishalim Chotzenezek. In other words, we don't deduce a Kalvachemah. We don't deduce a Kalvachemah. Why don't we deduce a Kalvachemah? Because we say, Dai Rabbi Minadim, Rie Iskini. Dai Rabbi Minadim, Rie Iskini. So that means that we say, Dai Rabbi Minadim, Rie Iskini, even in the case where as a result of the application of Dai, the whole Kal V'chomer collapses. Because this is what the Gemara points out, that Rav Talfen, who is not there as Dai, who rejects Dai, so it's only in the case who does not say Dai. So he does not say Dai if it's a result of the Dai, the Kal V'chomer would collapse. But if it's actually time Shneir, then even Rav Talfen is there as Dai. So that means that Rav Talfen himself rejects Daye only if as a result of the application of Daye the Kal V'chomer collapses. So the Rabbonim Acherim, Rav Talfen, so they say Daye even though it involves a collapse of the whole Kal V'chomer, they still say Daye. They still say Daye. And all the Rishonim except for Rashi and Pesachim and Nisayde appear to pass in like the Rabbonim Rav Talfen. So that means that we have to say Daye even if it is a case where as a result of the application of Daye the Kal V'chomer is defeated, completely collapses. Some may read, so which they should pass in. Since they pass for like Rabbonim of Rav Talfen in Bava Kamma, they should pass for like Rav Lezer here. They should pass in like Rav Lezer here. Should pass for like Rav Lezer here. So even So even if we are going to say that as a result of Dali, the whole Kalachimia collapses, that's totally machloket between Rashi and Rabbi Menachem. But even if we are going to say, that as a result of the Dali, the whole Kalachimia collapses, we should still say Dali. So we should pass them like Rabbi Elazar, and no one passes like Rabbi Elazar here. No one passes, all the Rishonim passes like Rabbi here. So that's the Kasha. So Bishleim, according to Rashi, so Rashi passes like Rabbi Talmud in Bobakam. But all the other Rishonim, they don't pass like Rabbi Talmud in Bobakam. So they pass like Rabbi of Rabbi Talmud. According to Rabbi of Rabbi Talmud. So we don't say Dayan. Even though as a result of the application of Dalit, according to Rabbanan Tav, we do say Dalit, even though it involves the collapse of the Kalachemia, we still say Dalit. According to some Emelech, so we certainly should pass through like Rabbi Elazar here, and no Rishi passes like Rabbi Elazar here, all the Rishi passes like Rabban here. So that's a Kashi against all the Rishi. Now the Shara Melech, and the Rambam, and Pirkalef Yochasishis, Halacha Beis, I mean the Shara Melech is here in this Medrash, but I was looking for it, I couldn't find it. But I remember that the Shara Melech, in Pirkalef Yochasishis, Halacha Beis, gives him Tachas. I mean, he doesn't discuss this Gemara. He discusses the Gemara in Seder HaKhoftes, in connection with Rivi Bekedesh, the Gavitum. So he mentions a Rashba, except the other Rashba, and say that we don't have the Rashba. That Rashba is not as yet discovered, but the Shara Melech had a manuscript of the Chidushi Rashba and say. So the Shara Melech mentions in the name of the Rashba and say that, and the Rashba mentions a certain Chidush. He says that the Rabbonon also agree with this principle that where as a result of the application of Dalit the whole Kalvahimah collapses, so then we don't say that. But then you ask, but Rabbonon Achili can Rabtav? Rabbonon Achili can Rabtav? And Rabbonon say that Tam Yoshus Amizek is Mishalei or Michotzinezek. But Rav Talfon reduces the Kalachemia. So the reason as to why the Rabbon Nachilik is going to say Dalit. So that means that over there, so the whole Kalachemia collapses. And this is what Gemara says, Daf Yud Ches, that Rav Talfon himself also recognizes the principle of Dalit. But he doesn't recognize the principle of Dalit over there, because if we were to say Dalit there, so Nifrach Kalachemia, so the Kalachemia would collapse. So that means that the Rabbonon, they do say Dalit, so that means that the Rabbonon hold that even if the application of Dalit involves a collapse of the Kalachemia, we still say Dalit. So the Rashba says that's a Yad. No, the Rabbonon also mean that if the application of Dalit involves the collapse of the Kalachimia, so then the Rabbon would also agree that we don't say Dayei, but now, so then the question arises, but the Gemara itself says that it has in the Lakami, that Chiles will not talk to Dayei Heichad Mifrach Kalachimia, but Heichad Mifrach Kalachimia is the Dayei, and Rabbon Achilik, so that doesn't that indicate? So he said the machlokes between Rabbon and Rav Talfon and Volokame is on this point. Rav Talfon holds that insofar as the liability of head damages is concerned, so then we don't have to resort to Kalachim. Because, as I mentioned before, because the posik in Mishpatim, who says the religion shiri shashir reil vomens umochas asher achay lechotzes katul al amis yachtze. In as much as the Torah doesn't say the religion shiri shashir reil b'shusarabim, What says, V'chinike shirishe shireyu, stam, stam, so that means the dead posik applies to everything, to a nezekeren in the Rishus Rabin, and to a nezekeren in the Rishus Ayochet. So the mayor of Talpi says, if you are going to say dying, so then it will result in the defeat of the whole Kal Vachomer. So maybe we don't say dying. The Rabbonon would agree with Rav Tal. In another situation where the application of the dying would necessarily result in the collapse of the Kal Vachomer and the defeat of the Kal Vachomer, that we wouldn't say dying. But whereas Rav Tal holds that this case is a case where the application of dying would necessarily result in the collapse of the Kal Vachomer, so the Rabbanan hold, no, this, in this case, it's actually Kadosh Dei, because without the Kal Vachomer, so I could say that when is the Baal Asher and Chuyev to pay head damages? Only in Rishus HaRabim. Only in Rishus HaRabim. But in Rishus HaYochid, but you'll ask, after all, the Torah doesn't spell out Rishus HaRabim, the Torah says Tam, but it's an asmore, we could make a mistake between the Nezek by Keren in the Rishus HaRabim and the Nezek by Keren in the Rishus HaYochid. Because in the Rishus HaYochid, the Torah says, the Chidikev Sheirish as Sheireyu. In other words, so the Torah has reference to a place, to a Rishus, where many Sheireyim are coming. However, in the Rishus HaRabim, so everybody, he can't keep his share. A person who has a share can't keep his share all the time confined in his chotzer. That's an impossibility. He has to take the share. So when he has to take the share with him. Let's say he wants to plow the soil with the share. With the share. So he has to take the share with him. So where does he take it? So he takes in Derech Rishus HaRabim. And every other person who owns a share sometimes takes a share of Derech Rishus HaRabim. So a Rishus HaRabim is that kind of a Rishus where it's common to have money managed for. So in Mele, a Nezek by a share in a Rishus HaRabim is something that can be anticipated. Because in the Rishus HaRabim, so it's likely to have many share. So in Mele we could say, if we didn't have the Kal Vachomer, if we didn't have recourse to the Kal Vachomer, so then I would say, only Sheir Keren versus Arabi is higher, have damages, Chotzin Ezek. But Keren versus Anizek, what do you mean Keren versus Anizek? Versus Anizek, is that a likely thing? I mean, the Keren versus Anizek, so there is not higher vivu, Even Chotzin Ezek, because it's an unusual thing. Keren Rishus HaNizek. So the Mele, without recourse to the Kal Vachomer, I would say, without the posik of the Chinikev Sheirish Sheireyu Vomeitz, only Rishus HaRabim is high Chotzin Ezek. Rishus HaNizek, there is no posik that deals with it. But you'll ask, the posik doesn't spell out after Rishus HaRabim. But the pasuk deals with the rishus where there are many shvorim, like where many shvorim are likely to be there. So that's only Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaNizek now. So as a result of the application of the Kal Vachomer, so we are mechayev keren Rishus HaNizek Chotzin Ezek. So maybe it's actually kind of shayev. That's why the rabbonim say dayanam matnis kli, and Rav Tarfon holds no. That is to the extent of Chotzin Nezek, we don't have to resort to a Kal Vachomer. So without the Kal Vachomer, it's implicit in that posuk. But in a situation where without the Kal Vachomer, so where we don't Kal Vachomer to establish a certain aloche, so melee, so in such a case, even the Rabbonon would say that if as a result of the application of dying, so the whole Kal Vachomer collapses, then we don't say dying. So in other words, according to what the Rashba says in Sefer Kedusha HaMelech mentions, so in Mele, we can answer the Kasha against all Kesheim. Now, oder ist except for Rashi in Zochen, that it has. And Rashi in Sete, that of this. So they pass for like Rabon of a town. So that means, we say, Dayen, even in the case, where as a result of the application of Dayen, the Kalachim collapses. So we may say, they should say, they should pass like Reza, and no one passes like Reza. The answer is, the Rabbonon of Atalfi, they say Dayen because they hold that in that particular case, it's actually Kaim Shneyem. But if it's a case where it's actually Kaim Shneyem, so then the Rabbonon of Atalfi will also agree that we don't say Dayen. So here, that's why the Rabbonon here, they can agree with, they can accord with the Rabbonon of Atalfi. And Mimele, since as a result of the application of Dayen, the whole Kalachimea will collapse. And why will the whole Kalachimea collapse? Why couldn't we say that it's actually Kaim Shneyem? The answer is because here we have the Gzeras HaKosov of Yeshiva Achas Nikulon. So in other words, because of that Gzeras HaKosov of Yeshiva Achas Nikulon, we couldn't distinguish between the Meid and the Mizine. So it's either Toyer, both Menino is in there, or it's Meir Mikolon. So Meir, because of this, the Sakoso of Yeshiva Achas Mikolon, we couldn't be Mikayim Shneir, Kalachim, and Dali. So Meir, as a result of the application of Dali, so the Kalachim has to collapse. Because to be Mikayim Shneir, then we couldn't go hand in hand to the Gzeras HaKosov and Yeshiva Achas Nekulon. So Mimele, because of the Gzeras HaKosov and Yeshiva Achas Nekulon, that we cannot distinguish between the Menida and the Mizime and the Miteya. So either both it's Tomei or both it's Toya. And to say that it's both Tomei, so to say that it's both Tomei, So that would result in the collapse of the Kalachimia. So remember, we don't see that. So that is that. Okay, all right. Now, for tomorrow, you should go over, of course, we'll still go over the cases in a few minutes, because I discussed already the three cases. But then, you should go over till the end of the papers. I mean, for tomorrow.
Shurchov Vav and Nidov and Oskusim Yodea Tesvov Thomas Etov Shemem Beis, July 6, 1982, on Tuesday.
Why would the Rabbonon of Chavreza have to resort to a Kalachimur of Yalkus? In other words, I mentioned yesterday, that's the reason as to why I discuss, I mean, the two types of Kalachimur. The Kalachimur mentioned in the price of Rabbi Shmuel, and the Kalachimur mentioned in the price of Rabbi Yisagwili. Because the Shleishim Shtayimides or Rabbi Yisagwili do not represent Yalkuses. That's techniques of understanding the Torah. So of course the Kalachimur of logic, that's not Yalfuse. So Mele, when do we have to resort to a Kalachimur of Yalfuse? When it is something that by means of logic, so we couldn't understand it. But that's one of the Midishakeron it rushes there. So this discussion is here the Rabbanu of Chavreza, they resort to the Kalachimur of Yalfuse. Why do we have to resort to Kalachimur of Yalfuse? Just with Sarasvore, we should say. In other words, there is our the Dam Teya, that any Dam that a woman sees in the Yemei Teya is Toya. So even Sheikh, even if it's not the case, even if it's not coupled with Teya, So it's Tonya, so that's the Sakosu. So why should Sudam Jeshi be go up? So that, in other words, on the basis of Kalachim of logic, it should be Tonya. So Melee, there shouldn't be a machlokes between the Rabbanon and the Blazer. And why does the Rabbanon have to resort to a Kalachim Rabbi Alfuse? It's a Rasvor. That's the discussion. Ulei Kalachim Rabbi Alfuse, Tame. Typically, the case in the Gora Bishenki, the Loma Bifil, Kishu, Yisho, Nis, Teo. It's as far as it should be Teo. It's Dam Teo. It's the Yemei Teo. The Yish Leba, the time of the Red Lezer, can you follow us on the Gmore? Domeo Machmas Atzmo, Viloi Machmas Vlad, Kach Tzorechlu, the Rabbonon Kalachemer, Machmas Kalachemer, Islomi Midrash, in other words, because there is a pasuk of the mel, because there is a drosha of the mel machmas atzmo, v'lo machmas vlad, and we certainly darshin that way in the gad to that the pasuk of the damkishu, the mel machmas atzmo vlad. So the mel there is a basis to darshin the pasuk of the tiarum kiyagomel. Also the same way, the same vein. Gomel machmas atzmo, v'loy machmas vlad. So the mele, if not for the kalchimbe of the alfuse, mitzadasvore, we couldn't say, since yimiteya, dami yimiteya listoya, so the mele, dam kenshi yimiteya. In the case of a miscarriage, or in the case of a twin, that is born within the distance of within an interval of, let's say, of 75 days, something unusual. So, we cannot say misarasmore, it should be toy, because it's in Mitea, because of the possibility of the troche, of the Tia, the Meo, Machasam, Samalachazvat. So, Machasvat. So, Mele. So, that's why we have to resort to the Kalachim of Yalfus. The time that the Blessed King Forest from the Gloria and the Mel, Machmasatmo, Lachazvat, Kachtolachlu, Rinabonon, Kalachina, who Machmas. Oh, but then the question arises, so how can we dash the Kalachina? But there is Exerzakosu. The answer is, it's not spelled out explicitly that this posse of the Tiarum Kir the Mel implies the Mel Machmasat Lachazvat. Maybe it can be applied to some other drosha. Machmas Kalachimer, Islam Limitrash, Chod in Domeo, Limil Sachi, Vilekeleik Mikro, Afiru Bine Nidin, Vileke Kalachimer. So, but the question is, now since we have the possibility of a Droshi, of Domeo Machmas Tiaru Tia Domeo, Domeo Machmas Atzmo, Vilo Machmas Vat, so, and we also have the possibility of the Alfuse of the Kalachimea. So let us be kind of, let us dash the Kalachimea that Damkenshi Vimitea is Doeya, and let us dash the Droshe of the Tiarum Kir the Mel Machmasat, Smolar Achavad, but let the Droshe have deal with Yimidide and the Kalachimer of Yalfutse deal with Yemezime. So then will be Mikayim Bo. So he says, no, that we cannot do. Why? You like a little call up, you will be Mide. You like a Kalachimer. The Rabbon Namitar Shetation in Shiva has the color. So there is another Droshe, which implies that we cannot draw any distinction in the Yemiteya between Yemenide and Yemezime. We have lasers of that. That Reb Lezer is chilek and Rabbonon all the way. not only in regard to Yemenide, but even in regard to Mezive. Why? Why is it Chilik? And the Rabbanon even regarding Mezive, because of the droshe of Tenshe, Yeshiva Achas Likulon, then there cannot be any distinction between Yemezive and Yemenide. So Mele, both Darshim, the droshe of Tenshe, Yeshiva Achas Likulon, then there is no distinction. The Rabbanon and Rabbanon. But according to Rabbanon, so it means that in both, even in Yemenide, Sheisneiro, and according to Rabbezer, it implies that even in Yemezive, it's Neiro. But both Rabbanon and Rabbezer, Darshim the Droshe of Yeshiva Achazur. Even in Yemezive, Teiro, Yemenide, Tmeir. Pirish HaKuntres, Rabbezer, Paul. Dimitame, Abu Yemezive, Midikoma, Tanekame, Koldonim, Sheyireye, Teiro. והלוקום הרב לזר וקניו ולוי מפר משמע דאב ומזיב וקניו ודאי לקום הרב לזר ודברי מרבונם קומו והרב רב נחל מפורש לרב לזר ומתאמי אלו במינית כי לקום הדאי והוא לקופור יחבאים ומזיב את אירו המסיר מילס אל אירו so that's הרב רב נחל the רב לזר is only מתאמי במינית so in other words רב לזר also agrees with the Kalvachina. But he says Dayan. The scope of the Kalvachina is limited by Dayan. We heard the Kapolyabain and Mizibeteo have a Sumil Sedirobe. We explained it and in the Gemara called Rabbi Nach. The Oma, we heard Zakim and Rabbez and Rabbono. Domit Chodin Nomeo, Abel and Rabbono, we tell him we need a Utai of Mizibe. Mishame, Keishe, Yeshiva, Chas Nikolo. ליבא קבהים מאדם ומיד תירו ויקאמר הרי ומשיב לישחון ראש אחר ויש ואימא ויפחים הוא הקים עם קבהים מחיע ותירו אב ומיד איסלון ומימא דומה הוא לדרוש אחר alright now the next issue כה אחד עושה יאי ביחס כסתר ויודה לפייה שבמידה לניבש so that's not the way is the dosa as the Ramban points out, the Sakosuk itself is based upon the Mitzvahs, because when a woman has the menstrual flow, so it's natural for her to have that the flow should continue for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, sometimes even 6 days, and sometimes even 7 days. But that the flow should continue for more than 7 days, that's pathological. That's why the Torah calls the Yemezive, the Riyazive, the Loyes Nidos. So Mele, Kolachadosaye, Bicheskasta. In other words, a woman, if a woman had the period, let's say at the first of Nisan, so there, from the 8th of Nisan till the 18th of Nisan, inclusive, is Bicheskasta. She doesn't have to be Cheshish. In other words, we see the Gemara will say that from the test. Now, Rebbeya Shiti is that a woman who does not have a vessel for Kavua. Certain women don't have a vessel for Kavua. So then the Baal is also Mishamishimo. He's also Mishamishimo because of the possibility. We don't pass about Rebbeya. But what Rebbeya Shiti is that the Baal is also Mishamish with his wife, if the woman does not have the vessel for one. Why? Because there is always a possibility that in the midst of the tashmish, she'll sit down. So in other words, on the melee, she's not allowed to submit themselves to that, to the possibility of an isakores. But if Rebbeya is made that in the Yemezive, they allow to be shamish. Why? Because that's unnatural. That's abnormal. not right. If a woman had the menstrual flow, let's say on the first of this, so then from the 8th of this, from the 8th of this to the 18th of this, it's a safe period because it's loya is nidosa. So this is what the Mishnah says. Kol achadosa yei b'cheska stav. Achar aminus isho yimedes b'cheska stav. Ubimorim b'foresh l'mayot. Yoshbo v'lo ibotko. Shogigo. Nelso. Heizigo. V'lo ibotko is there. So in other words, if a woman did not make the b'tike, the Gemara will explain it. So, did not make the b'tike, so she's stable. Even though one could argue, since she didn't make a b'tike, maybe there was a discharge of dam, but it just, she's not aware of it. If she makes a b'tike, so then she knows if there had been a discharge of dam, so the b'tike, the piece of cloth inside it would detect it. But if she didn't put in a piece of cloth inside, so then she didn't make an indicate. Maybe there was a discharge of dam and it got lost. And she's not cognizant of it. So the halacha is not like that. We don't have to be chayshish. Yoshua v'lo v'lipotko. Shogigo. Nenso yizido v'lipotko te. Higio shasvesto v'lo v'lipotko. Haveizut me. Suppose she has a regular message. Let's say she has a menstrual flow every 25th day, and then the 25th day has elapsed. And if she makes it decay, so then it's a raya that in spite of the fact she is accustomed to see down, to have a discharge of down every 25th day, but this time she missed it. But suppose she did not make it decay, so then we have to change. Maybe there was a discharge of down. But she just didn't, because she didn't make the ticket, so she didn't detect it. Her mayor in me, im hoiso bimach, vi ikio shas vesto, vi uibotko harezu tehero, mit me shecharodo misalekes esadon. Now this is something that is mentioned in the Mishneh, and the doctors did not know until after the liberation, you know, of the Jews in the concentration camps. They didn't know it. With all the progress, they didn't know it. But then, after the liberation, so the doctors found out that the overwhelming majority of the women in the concentration camps in the course of 5 years, so they did not have the period. They did not have the period. Why? Because Chodom Misalekes Esadon. They don't know how to explain it, but that shows that there is a connection between menstruation and the emotional state, because the women were misulek of dam for the whole period that they were the 5 years that they were in concentration camp. But this is mentioned by Ramea. Im hoiso bimachte, v'ikia shasvesto v'lo ibotko, harizutoyo. In other words, the Mishnah says, ikia shasvesto v'lo ibotko, harizutoyo. So in other words, if a woman has a vesit kavua to sit down, to have a menstrual flow every 25th day, and so if she put in a piece of cloth inside, so, and it doesn't, and then she takes it out, there is no dam. There is no dam on the cloth, so that's an ayah that she missed. But suppose she didn't make it decay, then she has to be chesheshes. Maybe there was a discharge of dam. That's only if it's normal times. But if, let's say, the woman happens to be in a concentration camp, and even though she did not make it decay, she does not have to be chesheshes. Maybe there was a real dam. Because there is an undering that the charoto, the fact that she's constantly subjected to a state of terror. So that in all probability is misaligned the dam. Yes?
Would her vessel, which was formerly kavua, be now kavua as not reappearing? I mean, once 3 times goes by that she doesn't have any rias dam, 3 months consecutive, is she, I mean, as if she will not have any more if she would be a year chas v'sholem in that situation of fear.
No,
so we would say
I
that she has no kavua. She will have no.
In other words, she doesn't have to be chisheshes. If while she is in the concentration camp, so in other words, she does not have to be chisheshes. Maybe that vessel will return because chavoto is misalek is done, and that's the aloha that
to what extent do we say dam is misalek? A year? I mean, as long as the
as
fear,
long as long she's subjected,
as long as
to
the fear,
that
fearful
to that
situation.
The moment she's liberated, so of course then
it's
she has been discipline. Because she chavoto misalek is done. Avo yimi hazav yazov v'shimereshim kinegiliyim harimu v'ches kastum. So the remarkable thing about it is, let's say, terror, a sudden terror, sometimes brings out the menstrual flow. In other words, it happens many times that a woman who does not expect to have the menstrual flow, because it's not her cycle,
she is sleeping down. So because of that, she will have the natural flow. That is, in other words, a sudden shock might bring out the menstrual flow, even though it's not in its cycle. But a constant terror, so that is misalik, the menstrual flow. Avuli yazov yazov yomushidah esleim kenegedei harinu b'cheskastom. Now the Rashi. Meyodei rabizmanim, imachra machmasmistim v'kalkov, yimei yazov, Mahmasmisti Nabois, they are listening who are confronting them or in a state of siege. Carlton means a state of siege. You may assault him in spirit, you may say to Shemitah Mayor, you are Avogadro. Seich Nidale, ki habel limoho b'cheskas mei. Mayuchasid. What is the significance of this Amor? May she wish Kol Achados Adin B'chaz Kasta Omar Avude Leymar Shemitz Kichotik. Now, the Halacha was, of course, this Manasseh is not Chaya, because the Halacha is made. So there is no Achilas coaching, there is no Achilas humor. So mainly, it's not relevant. But what is wrong is there was the Achilas coaching and Achilas humor. So the Alohim was that a woman married or not married, as far as time is concerned, so it has the same relevance regarding Yahweh, regarding Yeshua. So the Alohim was that every woman who already started to have a menstrual cycle, so the halacha was that a woman had to make two bdikas. Every woman who has reached adolescence, puberty, so was to make two bdikas every day. Two bdikas. One bdika b'shachris and one bdika somoch mishki. Why? Because in order to make sure that the tares do not become contaminated. Will not become contaminated, because if a woman would not make a mistake every day, now suppose she has a menstrual flow, let's say, she'll have a menstrual flow at 5 p.m. and she didn't make it begin the morning. So then all the tablets that she touched, that she handled within 24 hours prior, 24 hours prior, according to you, so the Mafreya, the Chachamim say, we can't be able to do it. So it will be Tamil Mafreya, all the Tamil she handled.
Thank you.
so in order to prevent, in order to preclude the contamination of something that is, so the hotel started that everyone was a human. So it's likely to see that, so she makes duplicates, one for trees and one thicker clothes to skin. So that means God would be guided him somewhere to actually use. She's not definitely because if a woman saw God on the first of this, so on the day I'm not born, from the leaf of this, up to
the day,
she doesn't have any challenges, because she doesn't have to anticipate the possibility, maybe she will see that, because that's an abnormal phenomenon, it's a pathological condition. So that's what it means, that is the relevance of someone of Lachabas and the
lifestyle.
That he shows us to commentaries, so he's not in the industry to do this. The Shachis of the Abbas are Dalai. Why not you use the Chabit? Shachis Ra'as in the show of words we already. Is it?
Starting
with, she saw God and
friends.
So, between the eight of us, what does that cost? Because
shows us that the Tares is not required to make two big shachis liavs. According to Rav Chis, the relevance consists in something else. Rav Chis Omar, the Tzuchel and Rav Meir, the Omar Rishon Shein Lo Veset, Asur of Ishar Mei, Hanu Mi Rebbe Mei Vigoso, Abel Mi Mei Tzivoso, Vicheska Sire Kaim. So even according to Rav Meir, who is Cheshish, and Isha wears no vest kavua, that she should not be mishamesh in Bayra because of the possibility, less in the midst of the Tashmish, she'll become a nido, she'll be famous nido, but in the Dalit Yehim, she's up with Teres Misham. So, Yehoche Amayom Arameya, Yehitzi Goliyazi Arameyas, Yehitzi Goliyazi Arameyas. So why does he have to, why is he in the chuyev to give a get to his wife? After all, he's able to cohabit with her in the Dao Pien, Shebelida Benide. So the Gemara says, you must be kukure because we are afraid, maybe he'll be nirsh. But as long as he hasn't divorced his wife, so then he's allowed to cohabit with her in yudalki. But homuktone say if he has just only potro. Michlau, the Bisho Shinich Lopez, asking him, so how can you apply the ratio of the Mishnah to a woman who has no vessel? So the Mara says, how to the next level of the money? Call you down the Cheska star. The Shah of the Bible. Uvenilide Asuro. But make one more in the Bisho Shinich Lopez. And the Bisho Shinich Lopez, who's Joshua will not go, Shogo, Nenso, Hezido, will not go to you, Hikia Shasresto will not go, May. So Rav Chisde applies the ratio of the Mishneh, I'll leave it at May. So if you want to cash it, Homin is safer at May, Hesha Lavra May, because in the same way the Mishneh says, Ramey. So it's mashma that until now somebody else, some other Tane is the Bore Mishmaitze, not the male. So the Gemara says, Kura Mea, Boreko, Ilo Yoiso Bimachle, Iki Ashas Vesto, Rivotkot Meo, Sheret Mea Rimei, Ilo Yoiso Bimachle, Iki Ashas Vesto, Rivotkot Eo, Shechrodom Bisalekes Esadom, Lui nicht rechot, ich tonne kon idau, ich hätte gestare. El Ramea bisit der Krisch nicht more. Aber jetzi, ife kon in Ramea, schiz mit der Esel Shamish. In Gidau Fiei, why does he have to divorce her? Die Shamish kon Gidau. Nun asio in Kulkule de Minim. Bidioni ma hui in Minide. Asuro li Shamish. Shemo di Kalkalele. Now, Rabbi Omar, so Rabbi Yude applied the first din in the Mishnah. We got it alohem that in Tzricho Tiki. Then Rabbi Chisde applied the first din in the Mishnah. Alibed Rameya. But in the Dalai Kleim, she's in Terra Bishan. Rabbi mentions another king of the first in the mission. Rabbi Omar, Lema Hashem Yomitavo Me'ei Tzleis. Let's see the Rashi. Rabbi Omar, Masis Miktole Kol Vidal Et Eches Kastare, Lema Shintir Ebo Hem Yomitavo Me'ei Tzleis, Lipi Shem Zulokim Domeo, Zulokim Domeo, in other words, because there is Allah, that's the Chachon. We got the tithes. So if a woman, let's say, may have any as dam, let's say, today at 5 p.m., so tithes she handles within the 24 hours prior are to be treated as tamei. Why? Because we are, that's the Ramon, the Rai said, we do not have to be cheshish. Because inasmuch as she is not aware of any rias dam, of any real now, so in the way we are making her a chazoke. After all, she has a status quo of being teo. So we have to be chinshish. Maybe that status quo, teo, terminated as a result of the mishad of that. So we are minded on a chazoke. But even we gabi tayres, we the rice, we don't have to be chinshish. But we gabi tayres, so in the rabbonon, we have to be chinshish. So, This is what the Mishnah says. That suppose a woman, let's say at 5 p.m. in the Yudalokye, had the Riyas Dam, so all the tires that she had would be 24 hours prior to 5 p.m. are still Becheskasteyer. So, she did a bohem in the time of his days, which is the wreck in the mail. Wait, Hamid de Azobe, Vashimere Sienkin Egedie, Vayuledes, Kulom, the time of his days,
So the Kaisa says in so many words that Ani Yobazov Vashimara Syrikinagadin Fayuredis Kulon Litamis may say Hanido. Each Yoshere Yodam, Tamil Israel, is the Yaskras Nidoso, the Azov of Ishmeres Yay, Kilena Vore, Yavisir Kidal, Benchere Yimuyom, Davizok, Benchere Yemecho, Davishmeres Yay, Litamil Israel, the Rio Vishayno. So what does that price imply? In other words, Ishmeres Yay, what is Ishmeres Yay? Shemereshei means as follows. Suppose a woman had an initial riyas dam on the first of this, and then she had another riyah, let's say, on the 11th of this. So that's Shemereshei. She becomes Shemereshei. So she's mitamei all the tare shehenmo within the 24 hours prior. But why should she be mitamei if the aloha is, like Robic? That in the Dalet Yeh, where Eriyas Dam is represents a pathological condition, so why? So she's not the Tamei slaves. Now this woman who had an initial Eriyas Dam on the first of this, and now she has Eriyas Dam on the 11th of this, why should she contaminate all the Tamei she handled within 24 hours prior? It's in Dalet Yeh. So we see from this Taisa that not like Robin. So in many ways, we cannot explain the Mishnah that way. Right. Hayoredes, she yotza dam b'tzir ha-sakeber, mitamo me-Israel isbiri o ishe. So diyuk, Ravune barafiyo ma, nado. So Ravune barafiyo mentions another wikid on the first theme of the Mishnah. Ravune barafiyo ma, Ravune, Bahioma, Shmuel, Lema, she gives more blessed, be saying the Chimei Zivos. The Pshat in the Mishnah is now, there is a law that of Kriya's blessings. So, the Pshat in the Mishnah is that Yudale Pheim, she may need a limide, is excluded from the time zone within which a blessed can be included. In other words, if a woman, let's say, suppose a woman will, if a woman will have a riyah on the first of this, and then, one second please, and then she'll have another riyah on the eighth of this, and then she'll have a riyah on the first of year, and then she'll have a riyas dam on the eighth of, and then she'll have a riyah on the first of Sivan, and then she'll have a riyah on the eighth of Sivan. So I mentioned that example, in other words, because in order to be a misive, so it must be preceded by actual midus. Otherwise, you cannot visualize a zibus, except according to the Rambam, where the Rambam she tested to explain, so there are so many Gemores countering them. But I mean, according to the regular Shittas of Hashem, that's the Shittas of the Rambam. So in many ways, we cannot visualize zibus, even potential zibus, without an actual midus preceding it. So in other words, in order to visualize an example of the halacha that in the Dalet Yeh, the Nidah Limideh are not adapted for Kriyas Veseh, so we have to mention an example where a woman, let's say, had the Riyas Dam on the first of this, and then she had another Riyas Dam on the eighth of this, then she had the Riyas Dam on the first of the year, and she had another Riyas Dam on the eighth of the year, then she had the Riyas Dam on the first of Sivan, and then she had the Riyas Dam on the eighth of Sivan. So she had 3 years. In order to establish a vessel, she must have 3 years in accordance with a certain pattern. So that's in accordance with the pattern. Date of Nisan, date of year, date of season, date of season. And all these 3 years, date of Nisan, 8th, of year, 8th of Sivan, were harnessed in the Yemei Sivan, because there was a Rias Dam on the first of Nisan, so the Mele, the 8th of Nisan was Yemei Sivan. There was a Rias Dam on the first of year, so the Mele, the 8th of year is Yemei Sivan. There was a Rias Dam on the first of Sivan, so the Mele, the 8th of Sivan is Yemei Sivan. So the halacha is that the husband, now the halacha is that on the Yom HaBesed, the husband has to be separated from his wife. Why? Because Eira is money boy. Since she has a regular cycle of seeing down, let's say, on the eighth of the month, so then we presume that that will recur. But, so on the first of Tammuz, the husband, he has to be separated from his wife. Mashiach came, the eighth of Tammuz, he doesn't have to be separated from the wife. Why? Because since the 3 years that she had on the 8th of Nisan, 8th of Iyar, 8th of Sivan, all the 3 years represented a pathological condition. There is something the matter with her. Otherwise, she wouldn't have seen down on the 8th of the month after seeing down on the 1st of the month. That's the law is Nigoso. So it's an abnormal phenomenon. Since it's an abnormal phenomenon, so the Mele, the Mishnah tells us, it doesn't establish any vessel. So we cannot say, Erev is manifold. We can presume, we can predict that on the eighth of Tammuz, she'll have the real down. So the Mele, she has to be separated from the husband, lest she'll be paid a sneedle in the midst of the Tashmish. No, we don't predict a recurrence of the flow. Inasmuch as the 3 times in themselves represented a pathological condition. This is what Rabbi Baruch Hu said. Omar Shmuel Leimach, Shinikivas lo beset. Shinikivas lo beset, the same thing means in the gospel. Now, let's see the Rashi. Kidei ho aso, gimu pom, mitesvok, mitesvok. All right, I mentioned an example of ches, ches, ches. And he mentions, Rashi mentions an example, tesvok, tesvok. Alright. Right. What Rashi says is more accurate than what I said. Because what I said is not so certain. Because that depends upon the next abaya. Because even though a woman is not kibas veset, not kibas a veset kabua in the mizive, but it's possible that it should still have the status of a veset shenikabua now. So she will still have to be separated from the husband. So that's why Rashi doesn't mention the nafkimina ligabe being with the husband. But he mentions the Nakimine regarding Dayashaito and Rinyanship in Gotkoti at Meyo, not regarding being with the husband. Because even according to Shmuel, that she's not Kivasi Veset, it's still possible she's not Kivasi Veset Kabua, but the Veset Sheini Kabua, she has the status of a woman who has a Veset Sheini Kabua. Now, a woman who has a status of the Veset Sheini Kabua is also Asur Olabayim. That's why Rashi doesn't mention the Nakimina Megabayim. But he mentions that only regarding Dayashaito or regarding Shimile Botko that she should be considered a snake. Omar Abayi say, Loishmi Eloshmait. Omar Abayi Atam Kotnewa. You yourself mentioned that in the name of Shmuel. In the name of Shmuel, in the name of Rabbi Yude, and Rabbi Yude was a Talmid of Shmuel, but Rabbi Yude for a certain period was sick. So many halachas that he himself mentioned, and when he recovered, he forgot at that time. So the male, so the Shmuel Hoshmai said, Rabbi Yude Talmud of Rabbi Yude, she was Talmud Shorah of Shmuel. The whole of Rabbi Yude, the Neka Talmud, שהוא ישמע ממנו את הרב שמואל ונזכה לאיזה שבוע מסמיע ולאף של תלמיד של רב יהודה אמין ולא יאמר ושמוע זו ביטניו, ואבאי תלמיד עם מזכיר. So I said, אמר אבאי, את אמרת לו, והוא אמר, הוי סולים מודו מישראל, אם תסבור בשביל סולים חוב, זה בזה אסור עם משעמיץ. שיצו במים עם חוב, זה בזה אסור. ואמרת לו, נאו לו, אמר אבאי לו משמוע לא ישון, אם תסבור בפולוס, שיחוב בייצו ריוס, והוא סולים מידוס הכויב. אבל תסבור בריוס, עוד מידוס הכויב עם חוב, So Rabbi Yitzchak mentioned it in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, this halacha, that when the Mishnah says, "Hoy solim udom liyisroel in this world, v'shim solim cho, zebze asur lishamim, shim sopamayim limcho, zebze asur," so it means this world with loss, the which is of days with loss. In other words, if a woman had an initial year and the first of this, and then she had another year and the swab with lost. Now again, we are discussing it, and in the right level, of course, today it's Lachaya. So, in other words, so then a woman, so and in the right level prior to Takonis Rebbe, Takonis Rebzeire, so if a woman had the years down, so then, even if the flow continued for 7 days, so the night of the eighth, she was able to be developed and to be terrorist and violent. So in those days, if a woman had an initial year and the first of this, and then, so of course, when was the cure and the eighth of this? And then she had another year and the 15th as of the cure and the 15th as of the ninth of the eighth. So which is the 22nd age of the initial year? The initial year was at the present, and then the other year was on the 22nd of this, on the 22nd of this, and she had a year again on the first of the year, and she had another year on the 22nd of this. And then she had another year on the first of Sivan. And then she had another year on the 22nd of Sivan. So she had 3 years and 3 successive months. And it's all on the 22nd. So that means that she has a year down on the 22nd. Now, so, but the years on the 22nd, on the 22nd, happened to be harnessed in the Yom Yidin. I mean, the Yom Yidin we did this, not in the Yom Yidin, because she didn't have any years down in between. She had the years down on the first of Nisan, and then she had the years down on the 22nd of Nisan. She had the years down on the first of the year, and then she had the years down on the 22nd of the year. She had a year's down on the first of Sivan, and she had a year's down on the 22nd of Sivan. So Mimele, she didn't become Zavidele. Since she didn't become Zavidele, so the Chesh, the count of the cycles of the Nidus and Zivus, is uninterrupted. So in other words, so that means that from the 8th till the 18th, that's in Zivus. From the 19th till the 25th, is the Yimei Nidus again. So that means the 22nd is the Yimei Nidus. So in such a case, so she establishes a Yesed Kavua, because the 22nd happened to be the Yimei Nidus, in the Yom Ho'oyu Nidus. So in Mele, she establishes a Yesed Kavua, she already established a Yesed Kavua, with the 3 years and the 22nd of this, 22nd of the year, 22nd of Sivan, she established the Yesed Kavua, even with Yom Tovim Nidus. So the Mele, she has the status of a woman who has a Yesed Kavua. So Mele, every 22nd of the month is to be considered as a Yima Yesed, with all our lives. Then something happens. So, and the 22nd of Tammuz, so she had to anticipate the Riyazda, but she missed it. She didn't have Iriya's Dab on the 22nd of Tammuz. But she had Iriya's Dab, she had Iriya's Dab on the 28th of Tammuz. In other words, there was a postponement of 5 days in her menstrual flow. The menstrual flow that should have taken place on the 22nd of Tammuz, in accordance with the regular pattern that she established, did not take place on the 22nd of Tammuz, but it came 5 days later, on the 28th of Tammuz. So it says, Hoy Solimudo Israel in this law. What does it mean in this law? This law means this law as of philosophy. That means she was Limudo, she expected, according to her regular cycle, to have Iriya's Dam on the 22nd of Tammuz. That was the 15th day as of the Tfilah. Vishi Solim Chok. And when did she have Iriya's Dam? Not on the 22nd of Tammuz, but on the 28th of Tammuz. Zevizeh Asur Misham. So the halakha is that she is Asur Misham. Asur Misham on the 28th of on the 22nd of Av, and she is Asur Misham on the 28th of Av. On the 22nd of Av, she is Asur Misham because she already had 3 years. And the 22nd of Nisan, so maybe she established it as a Tavua, and the Beset Tavua is not revoked by one deviation, only by 3 deviations. So the fact that she did not have a real Dam and the 22nd of Tammuz did not revoke the Beset Tavua of the 22nd. Only there will be three deviations. But some male she's also in Shamish on the 22nd of Av. But she's also in Shamish mitzat Besechei Kavua on the 28th of Av. Because since the previous month she had a real Dam on the 28th of Tammuz, so she has been considering the possibility maybe in the incoming month on the 28th of Av she will also have a real Dam. So in Asur Misham, Shins of Amayim, Nikot, and the Asur, the Amatal and Alom, Rabbi the Mashmur, the Shoshi, the Mosh, 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 so that Alok is mentioned by Shmuel, that in the Mizide, she is not Kivaz, she is not Kivaz, a Veset, because if the Aloha had been that it be Meizive, she is Kivaz and Veset, so then why should Shmuel say that this Vov doesn't mean this Vov Liriyosa, but it means this Vov Liriyosa. What's wrong with this Vov Liriyosa? So what is wrong with this Vov Liriyosa? Because that's Meizive. So we see that in Meizive, she is not Kivaz. Omar Rav Pope, Rav Hita Mishmaitze, Kamer Rav Yudim Yaskalte, Mikva Likove, Meichush, Maudi Meichush. Now suppose she will have 3 years and the Svokveriyosa. So then she is not Kivaz, as a message of one. But maybe she is a Sura Misham Mishmaitze. Not mitzad veset kavua, but mitzad veset sheni kavua. Or we say, in view of the fact that the Iriya's Dam in the main zive represents a pathological condition, so the mele, even if she had 3 years in the main zive, so not only she doesn't acquire the status of an isha who has a veset kavua, she doesn't even acquire the status of a woman who has a veset sheni kavua, and she's mitaris l'shamish in bayo too. Mau neichesh. Ishtek, v'yom amin. So Rabbi Yaskarte didn't give him an answer. Omar Afkot and Yerzana. He wanted to be patient. So it goes without saying that 3 years, in accordance with a certain cycle, a certain pattern, in the Yemin Sibet, do not establish a vessel to one. But does it have the effect? Do they have the effect? That would be real. To establish a message in the Gabuat should show that she should be a soul viral on that hair. Now, what's not communion between the Vedic Gabuat and the Vedic Gabuat? As far as being a soul viral is concerned, the same thing. If a woman has a Vedic Gabuat to sit down on the 22nd of the month, so the name is a soul viral. If she has a Vedic Gabuat to see on the 22nd of the month, she's also a soul viral. The not communion is this. If she has a Vesat Kavua on the 22nd of the month, so even if there'll be one shin, one deviation, she'll miss one month, the period. So she'll still be a soul rebuyer until she has three shinim, three deviations. She misses three times. A shinkin is Vesat Shin Kavua. So once there she misses that one month, so she doesn't have to be chesed. So that's the shayla. Omar Akot and Yaza, Hoyso the Mudom in Israel, you just walk, Vishin so you call, Zevizazo. The Omar, Rabbi the Mashmoya, the Shonel, the Swab, the Filoso, Sheikh of the Furioso, Vishin so, the Yimkov Zayo, the Hihad Revio says, Rivital, the kind of Mr. Rivos, we got on the Zevizazo, Alme the Hashino. Because so, Barak Pope. Esrim Italtim, Esrim Italtim Menino, Nido Pisro, Miesrim, Vizai Menino. Amore Rabu Nebroi, Rabbi Shuel Rav Pope, Limai, Pio Esrim Italtim, Amen Esrim Vizai Menino. Dichi Adro, Vyose Esrim Italtim, Kani Yosef Medusa. Yochanan Misabre, Yoritein Loche, Haitan Geles, the Ramya Yene, the Kapchi Yene, the Ramya Yene, the Kapchi Yene, the Kapchi Freyene, the Ramya Had Yene, the Hadre Nakte, could we come in Nakte or could we come in Nakte? Al Kocho, could we come in Nakte? So that works, so we have the Machlekes between Rav Pope and Rav Pope and Rav Yeshua. In other words, whether we say, could we come in Nakte? Or kibikorenakte. That means that if a woman has a vessel, let's say on the 23 months, she has a vessel, she had a rias dam on the 22nd of Nisan, and she had a rias dam on the 22nd of Nia, and the rias dam on the 22nd of Sivan. So naturally, on the 22nd of Tammuz, she has to expect the rias dam. She has a vessel for one. But on the 22nd of Tammuz, she didn't have any rias dam. She didn't have any rias dam. She had a rias dam on the 28th of Tammuz. Now, when it's off, so when she has to hold a bayah? Now, so the Mishnah says that she's separated from the husband on the 22nd of the following month and on the 28th of the following month. In the following month, she is a soul viral on both days. On the 22nd, she is in the following month, she is a soul viral, Mahmas Veset Kavua, because even though it had one shinu, one deviation, but it's not Mecca with one shinu, it's only Mecca with three shinui, with three deviations, and she is also a soul viral in the following month, on the 28th. Why? Because of the Vesel Chenik. So that goes without saying that she is separated from the husband in the next month and 2 days. On the 22nd and that 28th. But when we count the 22nd and 28th, so how do we count, reckon it? Do we reckon it as of the previous 22nd or as of the previous 28th? So that's the Machlokes between Rav Pope and Rav Huna Breit Rav Yeshua. So Rav Pope says that kibikorenakte. In other words, we have to reckon it as of the day when she should have had the menstrual flow, not as of the day when she actually had the menstrual flow. And Rav Huna Breit Rav Yeshua says no. It's kibikorenakte. Kibikorenakte. In other words, they have to reckon it as of the day when she actually had dimensional flow. Since the actual the flow took place on the 28th of Tammuz, not on the 28th and the 22nd of Tammuz, the way it was expected to have taken place, so Mele, when she's asked for the bylaw, and the next month, on the 22nd and the 28th, so we have to reckon it as the 22nd and the 28th, as of the 28th of Tammuz, not the 22nd and the 28th, as of the 22nd of Tammuz. Whereas according to Rav Pope, we have to reckon the 28th, the 22nd and the 28th, as of the 22nd of Tammuz. According to Rav Pope, Rav Yeshua, we have to reckon it as of the 28th of Tammuz. In other words, according to Rav Pope, we have to reckon it as of the day she should have had the menstrual flow. And according to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yeshua, we have to reckon it as of the day, she actually had the menstrual flow. So that's the machlokes. All right, we'll leave it here. Now, I don't want to discuss it because that will involve it. And for tomorrow, you have to go over all the cases on this Gemara. And that, then again, from this Gemara, there is a Sira of Yeshiva Zarambam. That's one of the Gemaras that is contrary to Yeshiva Zarambam. Because the Gemara says here, the Gemara says, Lo Yishonu with the Slovo with the Loso, Shein Chobbeis Le Riyoso, the Hoso Min the Loso Koye, Aber the Slovo with the Riyoso, the Mezi Loso Koye, Lo Yikobe. Lo Yikobe. So that means, not like the Rambam, that it's not an uninterrupted Cheshbon. That once she becomes it's open, so then the commencement of the Yemenite is suspended. That's how it appears from this Gemara. So again, this Gemara is also one of the Gemaras that is contrary to Jesus. All right, so for tomorrow.